All right. Well, good morning. It's January 12th of 2023. This is the monthly meeting of the Constable Ethics Standards and Training Board, and we don't have any public members here. We do have Mr. Wallace. I do see he's on there.
And Patrice Goodman and Scott Davis.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
and members of the public.
All right, thank you. And they're not actually showing on my side. No big deal. Thank you for letting me know. They are present. Ms. Unmacht, would you like to do roll call?
Yes. Present board members, Chairman Dowling, Vice Chairman Giordano, Christine Shipley, Constable Hogard, Constable Kennedy, and Valerie Beckett. Melissa Buckman is not in attendance today. we have our investigator, Steve Jacobs, myself, Tracy Unmacht, and then other guests are Scott Davis, Patrice Goodman, and Nathan Wallace.
Thank you, Ms. Unmacht. So we'll move on to B. We'll go into announcements. I can begin that. Just a few brief matters to take up. We are doing the telephonic or the video meeting this morning. I have been advised that the new location, it's on 7th Avenue, just a little bit north of I-10, will hopefully be available at the for the next meeting, so we'll have that hybrid ability once again. Also, I did attend the new constable conference on Monday and had a chance to go over our role as the ethics board with that group. Quite a few questions, mostly regarding to grants. So I hope I did my best to advise them of the ability to go onto our website and learn about grants and ethics. And we did have quite a few questions. And I would say that it was quite an impressive new group that I saw. And I do hope that that does continue for the future. Would anybody else like to say anything? Okay, let's move on to previous minutes then. Hopefully everybody did have a chance to review the previous minutes from last month's meeting. Is there anything to take up on last month's minutes, or do we have a motion to approve?
Chairman, this is Constable Hogard. I would make a motion to approve last month's minutes.
Okay, thank you, Constable Hogard. Is there a second?
Constable Kennedy, second.
Thank you, Constable Kennedy. Any further discussion from the board regarding this matter? Okay, all those in favor of approving the minutes, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
Okay, and I do believe that was everybody. Anybody against approving the minutes? Okay, motion passes unanimously. Okay, Ms. Unmacht, would you like to go over the financial report with us?
Sure. Okay, the first page of the financial report I submitted, this report is officially the November report. However, there is a partial December. There is some information in there, but it's not complete month of December. The 80-20, the CSB did some 80-20 adjustments to the revenue. They don't do that every month. They kind of catch up on that. So those were entered. Total revenue through November is just over $193,000. The average monthly is $38,644, which is up $7,600 a month than what we budgeted. Expenses for the grants year to date, just over $98,000. Operations, just over $38,000. The specific expenses for that were recorded for on the cash flow report that you'll see are on the third page of the report. That's just the detail to show where all those expenses were paid. On the cash flow report, there were some additional expenses that will probably be reflected in either the December or the January column. We have submitted, some claims for some grants and just over $17,000. And then we had some additional investigator expenses. If you look at the expenses for professional outside services, those we have the regular projections that we would expect. And then in the adjustment column, I've placed in there the balance that's still available in the 20,000 that we budgeted for investigator. That's as of 1/1. We do have some expenses that we'll have to pay out of that 1500 for the first week of January. We also have in the adjustments column under for the grants, age organizations. those are contracted, but not yet paid. So we have, and those are listed on the grant report. So I don't need to go into the details of those, but that's about 135,000. And then of course, we also have projections of those grants that are still yet to come that we haven't funded yet in February and May. So the admin, I already mentioned the admin projection is 15-18. So with all of those budget projections, we would end up with cash value, cash at the end of the year, just over 503,000. The next three pages were, as I mentioned, the grant summary. So that shows you what's outstanding, what has been contracted but not yet paid. And there's just a couple open grants from previous fiscal years, and you'll see those on the following pages. With that, I'll entertain any questions about it.
And the only one I have, and I think I already can answer my own question just based upon how you wrote it. Anything that says GuideSoft, that would be for Mr. Jacobs, correct?
Yes, correct. Correct. We go through GuideSoft has contracted with Steve for his services on our behalf. So that is correct.
Thank you.
And there is a markup. So, you know, they do a little bit of markup for processing that. That's how that process works.
Thank you, Ms. Unmacht. Mm-hmm. Anybody else have questions for Ms. Unmacht? Okay, thank you for your diligence on that, Ms. Unmacht. Do we have a motion to approve the financial report?
Chairman, Constable Hogard, I make a motion to accept the financial report.
Okay, thank you, sir. A second?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't do the cross audio there. Who was that?
Constable Kennedy, I second.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. All right, so we have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor of accepting the report, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
Aye.
And I did catch that was everybody. Therefore, report is approved. Okay, let's move on to the public. And this would be the time for any of the members of the public who are in attendance to make any oral comments to the board regarding, we do not look at handwritten statements submitted to the board, and they will not be read during the call of the public, and they are not accepted as part of the meeting record. Also, a reminder to board members that we are not to discuss items that are not already listed on the written agenda. Therefore, unless a comment relates only to an item on the agenda for the meeting, pursuant to statute, the board's ability to act on that comment will be limited to directing staff to study the matter, respond to any criticism, or schedule the matter for consideration in the future. Please note that the total time allotted for public comments will be 2 minutes so that the public meeting can be conducted as scheduled. Would anybody in the public like to have some time? Last call, anybody in the public want to comment? Okay, that item is closed. We'll move on to F, and that is discussion and possible action on budget amendments for investigation. Ms. Unmacht, could you provide the context of this item for me?
Yes. We had originally budgeted $10,000 for investigations. As you know, in November, we voted to increase that to $20,000. We have pretty much reached that threshold again and do require additional funding to be budgeted, and then we'll have to have the CSB initiate a new, what they use purchase order. And they will design the purchase order up to a certain amount. That would be probably the total amount that we budget or you budget and agree on today if we're going to increase the budget. As far as what I included in the meeting package was a revised budget based on that change we made in November to increase investigations. And I could just add a few notes that that you might want to think about in determining what you, how you want to address this issue. As I mentioned in the financial report, we are over budget in the revenue we're collecting so far for the first 5 months. And if you account, if you figure that $7,600 a month, that's a total of an extra $38,000. And that's, if 20% of that would be $7,600. You also take a look at the total operating column way on the right on that budget, where we, at the time we approved this budget, we there was expected revenue of $74,510. However, we've only budgeted $69,400 for admin purposes. So there's an additional $5,110 that we can budget within that 20% that has not been utilized or placed anywhere else in the budget. So that's a total of $12,710 that you have the leeway to budget based on our actual revenue that we've received so far over budget, along with that 51 that we never did budget for. And then that's not even addressing the fact that we have beginning cash. So that's the very, very top figure in that total operating 20%. We came into this fiscal year with an additional 144 plus thousand in cash from previous, carried over from previous budget years. So there is room to increase that budget amount.
I want to make sure I get my question right. I'm letting that sink in just a touch. So on the 80-20 split that we're required by statute,
yes,
we have almost 13,000 that we could increase, but we also have the carryover that would cover any increase over that 13,000.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because if you compare that, you know, when we approve this budget, if you look at the total grants column, we anticipated, you know, budgeting more than what we were budgeting for revenue because we had that carryover cash, and we've done that for several years in a row. So we expected to draw down on some of that incoming cash, and it's split between the 80-20.
I'll just put it out there for any discussion prior to seeing if we have a motion to go over. Anybody have any input?
Mr. Chairman, this is Matt. I don't think anyone can argue that since Mr. Jacobs came on board, our presentations have been much more professional, much more thorough, and makes, again, selfishly makes our jobs as board members that much easier. So I'm willing to move forward any budget request that keeps Mr. Jacobs doing what he's been doing for us to make us, well, again, a much more professional and serving our customers in a much better fashion.
Thank you. And to add to that piece of discussion, I agree with everything that you did bring there, Mr. Giordano, is that we did have an aberration this year with the numbers of complaints that did come in. And I don't know how we could have handled the complaints that came in if we didn't have those services of Mr. Jacobs. Anybody else?
Mr. Chair, this is Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
I also agree with both of you that this has been so much easier since we've had an investigator on board, a lot easier to make sense of a lot of these complaints. I would make a motion, if we've got it in the budget, that we approve another $20,000 for the investigator.
Okay, we do have a motion from Constable Hogard to do an increase of $20,000 to the budget for the services of Mr. Jacobs. Do we have a second?
Matt Giordano, I second.
Second from Vice Chair Giordano. Any further discussion before we put it to vote? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor of increasing the budget amount for Mr. Jacobs to $20,000, please vote in the affirmative. Actually, let's do a roll call on this one, Tracy.
Okay. Chairman Dowling.
Not voting.
Abstain. Vice Chair Giordano.
Aye.
Christine Shipley.
Aye.
Constable Hogard.
Aye.
Constable Kennedy.
Aye.
And Valerie Beckett.
Aye.
Okay, unanimous.
Motion passes. All right, moving on to the list of the complaints that we do have for this month. And I should have made this note in the beginning, as I'm working off of my notes with some network problems I've been having this morning, so I don't have everything directly in front of me, but I think I can sum up most of this. I may need to refer to Ms. Unmacht to clarify something for me at some points. But we do have all of the items that are listed on there for the complaints, all of those that are involving Mr. Clark, those investigations have not been completed yet. My understanding is we're still waiting for some he is still waiting for some information to come in from an outside agency before being able to present the final report on those. And it seems like we should expect those next month at this point. Hopefully that doesn't prolong more. On that same note, the resignation for Constable Clark was tendered to the Board of Supervisors. With the investigation we have, as it is almost completed on that, I don't believe we would have any jurisdiction over the matter anymore, but I think it prudent to follow through with the investigation and have a final report for future reference, whether that be our own documentation or training for the ACA. So those matters for Mr. Clark will be put off until next month. We do have the same for Mr. Harris. His matter, same thing. We were looking for the update on probation. The update on probation is that he has resigned as well. And so therefore we would lose any jurisdiction over his matter. And just to clarify too, that wasn't every Clark matter. We did have the one for the update on his probation. I'll come back to that one. Same matter for Constable Lane. Constable Lane also did tender her retirement. I'm sorry, did I miss something? Was somebody correcting me? Okay, Constable Lane, she did retire also. So once again, that we would not have jurisdiction over that matter. And given that, Ms. Unmacht, on CNA 311,
yes.
Mr. Mancha, was there anything that came back from the county attorney's office? I know it was holiday time and short notice. Did anything come back from them?
We have not received anything. We sent them the information around the 9th or 10th of December, but we have not received any acknowledgement back from them.
So once again, we don't have anything to talk about today, as we can't take a decision until we get something back from the county attorney on that. So once again, we will table that matter. On that, I won't include that on an agenda for the next 2 to 3 months or so to give them that time to do so, and we can follow up at that time. And just since I'm working off of my notes here, does anybody on the board think I missed anything on the active complaints, not the initial complaint that we're looking at?
Perkins. Did you mention Perkins? There's two complaints for Perkins.
Oh,
those
yes.
Are open as well.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Unmacht. And once again, those are in that same category as not being completed, as there still is some information to come in from an outside agency before Mr. Jacobs can complete his investigation and submit that to the board.
And then the 313, the White Bellavenia.
Oh, thank you very much. So we do have one matter to take the action on, and that is White versus Bellavenia. Hopefully everybody did have a chance to review that matter. The note that I have is that there was not, Mr. Jacobs did reach out to the complainant on the matter for further information, and he did not receive anything back. So what we have in front of us is a completed report due to the fact that we did not have any further information that we were looking for from the complainant.
Mr. Chair, this is Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
Being as the complainant on this has failed to get back to us with any other information, I would make a motion to dismiss.
We do have a motion to dismiss. Do we have a second before asking for discussion?
This is Shipley. Pending no response, I would second that motion.
Thank you, Ms. Shipley. Okay, I'll put it out for discussion if anybody would like to bring any before taking a vote. Okay, hearing none, we do have the motion to dismiss on the table for Ms. Bellavina's case. All those in favor of dismiss, actually, Ms. Unmacht, will you roll call this one, please?
Yes. Chairman Dowling, you're abstaining?
Yes, ma'am.
Vice Chair?
Aye.
Christine Shipley?
Aye.
Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
And Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
Okay, that's unanimous.
Thank you. The complaint against Ms. Bellavina is dismissed. Moving on to the initial complaint that we have, and that's CNA 325-2023. Complaint in the matter is Ms. Adrian Pineda, and the constable in the matter is Deputy Constable Ramzan Isaac. So what we're looking at right now is if the board would like to take that action of either dismissal or moving forward with the investigation through Mr. Jacobs. Now, and just as a reminder, it only takes one person to move it forward.
Mr. Chairman, I think the constable deserves the opportunity to respond to these allegations. I'd like to move it forward.
Okay, we will be moving this matter forward then. Ms. Amak, will you just do a roll call to see who, everybody who concurs with Mr. Giordano?
Yes. Christine Shipley?
Aye.
Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
Okay.
All right, thank you. So we will get that over to Mr. Jacobs to do some follow-up as well as get that response from the constable. And we'll see that one again in 2 months, in two meetings from now. Okay, moving on to rules of operation with Vice Chair Giordano. Do you have a presentation for us, Mr. Giordano?
You know, I apologize. You guys talked about November getting away from you. I really lost December. So I apologize profusely, but I will rely primarily on Mr. Jacobs. The rules, like I said in a previous meeting, are his forte. And now that he's diving into initial complaints and follow-up complaints, I think he'll be the one that's most impacted by our rules and will have the most insight into what, if any, rule changes we need to make during our five-year review. So I apologize if we want to table this till next month. I will have time in January to look over those and make some recommendations and identify some areas. But again, I also think Steve Jacobs will be an incredible resource in this matter. So Mr. Chairman, I apologize. And again, happy to table it, or we can move forward now if Mr. Jacobs has suggestions. And if Tracy could just remind me of when is our five-year review required?
Oh, I'll have to look up the specific date. It is this year. I want to say they were approved in late year, like in the fall.
Okay, so we have plenty of time. So again, Mr. Chairman, I apologize. If you want, we can table this till next month. I can confer with Mr. Jacobs as a small subcommittee and come up with some ideas and recommendations for the board's consideration, if that works for you and the rest of the board members.
It does work for me. I'll add discussion before doing that. Does that work for everybody else? I see heads nodding.
I think that works for me.
And no need for the apology. I think we were all in that same boat during that November, December timeline that we had going there. But thank you for looking into it. I did one of the part of the class that was taught did have to do with our rules. And I don't want to say people were put out, but there was a little bit of concern regarding the post-adjudication part of our rules, which I've shared those same concerns previously. So just something to think about as you go through that, Mr. Giordano. But that matter's tabled until next meeting. Or would you like two meetings from now, Mr. Giordano, or just one?
No, one should be sufficient, sir.
Okay, so we'll put that on for the next meeting. Prior to closing, anybody else have any comment regarding the rules? Okay, Ms. Unmacht, would you like to update us administratively?
Yes, I have been receiving and updating training records for those that had received those courtesy letters. We have a couple of folks that are still not compliant, but they do have until the end of the month to submit any records of training they may have taken in December. There were a number of constables that submitted no hours, and I had previously tried to determine if they were still currently constables. I know Constable Fenn did not run for re-election, so that would be, you know, no jurisdiction at this point in time. Esther Gonzalez and Jose Gonzalez, I think, are both from Pima County, I believe, and they had 0 hours, but I had heard that they were not, they were just not doing the job anymore, but I will get an update on that. And the other is Constable Whitehorn Benally in Navajo County. As I was going through the audit, I did not receive any confirmation about that constable, but I will follow up on those. And we'll have a list for the board to review at the February meeting for potential disciplinary action if there are still constables that had not met their training in 2022. We don't have any open public records requests. I fulfilled one the other day with the FBI. I'll continue to monitor the MANSHA complaint that we submitted to the county attorney. So if something does come in from the county attorney's office, I'll report to the board and the chairman will determine when we want that on the agenda next, if we do hear something. Other than the complaints we discussed today, there is the open complaint that was scheduled for the February meeting, and that's the Vasquez complaint. The next cycles for grants are equipment and outside training. The deadline to submit is the end of this month, January 30th, and those will be reviewed at the February meeting. And as Chairman Dowling reported, our office moved. The new location is 1415 North 7th Avenue. So if anybody has any business or plans to attend in-person meetings beginning next month, that's where you will go instead of the old location. And unless anyone has questions for me, that's all I have.
And I don't have a question. I heard you mentioning those names of the consuls who may not have been in compliance with their training.
Yes.
I might suggest perhaps reaching out to the presiders of each county.
Right.
And I only said because you were mentioning names where I saw that people were new from those counties and those areas. So they might not even be in office anymore.
Right. Right. Yeah. And as I did, like I said, as I went through when I was going through the audit itself, before I sent the first round of customary letters, I was verifying those. And that's how someone did tell me that Constable Fenn was not running for re-election. So yeah, I will do that. Find out one way or the other if they are still in office.
Thank you, Ms. Unmacht. Any questions for Ms. Unmacht regarding admin? All right. Is there anything anybody would like to see on a future agenda? All right. Sounds like everybody's in agreement with me that we have a lot going on right now. We don't need to add anything at this point. Nothing is pressing to add. Thank you. All right. Given that, motion to adjourn.
I make motion to adjourn.
Well, as always, Mr. Constable Hogarth jumps in first. Thank you, sir. I know you want to do it, Ms. Shipley.
You're muted.
I think I can read lips. We do have a second from Shipley.
I appreciate the reading of lips. I second. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, all those in favor, affirmative, please.
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Thank you.
Everybody have a great 2023. We'll see you in a month.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.